Let's face it, money matters can be confusing. And with something as important as having enough for retirement, it's comforting to know help is just a phone call away. Wealth Managers LLC has helped clients pursue their financial goals since 1984. When it comes to investment advice, experience matters. If you need financial guidance, the folks at Wealth Managers LLC can help. The number is 800-497-9995. Once again, that's 800-497-9995 or wealthmanagersllc.com. After all, money doesn't take care of itself. Securities and advisory services offered through registered representatives of Cetera Advisor Network, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC. Wealth Managers LLC is independent of Cetera Advisor Networks LLC. The following show, How to Be a Great Investor with your host Richard Everett, is underwritten by Wealth Managers LLC.
A REIT, or Real Estate Investment Trust, is a company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. For most folks, especially investors, dividends are taxed at a much lower rate than ordinary income, so it's a big deal. Real estate investment trusts are not correlated with the stock market.
REITs allow anyone to invest in portfolios on a large scale.
One of the nice things about real estate investment trust, pretty much the cash flow is very, very predictable. REITs must, by law, pay out 90% of its taxable income to the shareholder in the form of a dividend. Today we're going to be talking about real estate investment trust, REITs.
Welcome to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett. Richard started his career in the financial services industry back in 1984. He's the founder and past president of the Everett Financial Group. Richard was also a member of the International Association of Financial Planners and was named Financial Planner of the Year in 1996 by First Financial Planners. In addition to teaching hundreds of seminars, he's hosted his own radio and television shows and has authored several books on finance, including Whatever Happened to the Promised Land? Richard has taught his biblically based financial principles in churches, conferences, Bible colleges, and universities, including Yale University's School of Management Believers in Business Conference. And now, How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
Welcome. I'm Richard Everett, your host of How to Be a Great Investor. My goal is to help teach you the art of investing through biblical wisdom and contemporary investment insight. I've helped thousands of families with their investment needs over the past 30 years. But I've got some really good news for you. I'm retired. I don't have any products to sell or agenda to push. Just common sense principles I have learned over my 30-year career in finance. No hype, just facts. Welcome to the show, and today we're going to be talking about Real Estate Investment Trust, REITs, R-E-I-T-S, Real Estate Investment Trust. But before we get into that, I always like to start our show off with a story from the Bible on how our God is in the multiplication business. I want to read two verses for you. One is from Acts chapter 1, verse 15, and the other one is Acts chapter 2, verse 41. It says that in those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group of numbering about 120. But then in chapter 2, it says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. If you recall the story from the beginning of the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, they were all locked in the upper chamber, and Peter was inspired to preach a sermon, and 3,000 people heard his message and were baptized and joined the church. Well, if you do the math on that, folks, they started off with 120, and they ended up with 3,000 added. If you do the math on that, it's a 2,500% increase. So clearly, God is in the multiplication business. So let's talk about real estate. Most of us own homes or investment properties, but let's first talk about what is a real estate investment trust. A REIT, or real estate investment trust, is a company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. They're a lot like mutual funds, in as much as, if you're familiar with mutual funds, typically if you buy a stock mutual fund, you have hundreds of different stocks or companies that are owned inside the mutual fund. Well, if you buy a real estate investment trust, the same is true. You'll have a diversified portfolio of real estate. You might have pharmacies, you might have grocery stores, you might have some of the big box stores, some of the home improvement centers, to name just a few. Walmart uses REITs. I'll explain a little bit more about that later. So does CVS and Walgreens and Costco, and so many different companies use real estate investment trusts.
We'll be back with more How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett. To get your free copy of Richard's new report, Women and Investing, visit greatinvestor.org. Your copy of this informative report, tailored specifically for women and investing, is absolutely free of charge with no obligation. Just visit greatinvestor.org. Women and Investing is an informative report full of great information that will help you in your retirement. And if you have specific questions for Richard, you can email him directly at info@greatinvestor.org. That's greatinvestor.org. Remember, the offer is free and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit greatinvestor.org. And now, back to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
A REIT, or real estate investment trust, is a company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. So let's get down to what they actually do. They produce income in the form of dividends to their shareholders, and in turn, the shareholders need to turn around and pay the income tax on those dividends. However, for most folks, especially investors, dividends are taxed at a much lower rate than ordinary income, so it's a big deal. REITs allow anyone to invest in portfolios on a large scale. And let me give you an example. A typical REIT might own, let's just use a round number and say maybe 100 different properties around the country. So they might have a fitness center in California and a 7-Eleven in New York and CVS's all throughout Florida. So it's diverse geographically. It's also diverse in the types of stores or businesses that are inside of the portfolio. So you get instant diversification in a REIT with real estate as you would with a mutual fund and stocks. Most REITs are traded on the major stock exchanges, either New York Stock Exchange, the American, or the NASDAQ. So they are publicly listed, and you can buy and sell them any day that the market is open. Some REITs that are just starting out typically are not listed, but eventually do get listed or do liquidated, one of the two, and you make money in that process. The two main types of REITs are equity REITs, means you own a portion of the properties inside of the portfolio, or mortgage REITs. And mortgage REITs simply means that the real estate company that raises money simply provides the financing for large companies to build their properties. Let me give you an example. I live in Southwest Florida part of the year, most of the year, fortunately, and if you look at some of the outlets, for example, Tanger Outlets, those are all typically REITs. And let me explain how this all comes about. You have a real estate company that goes out and raises money from folks like you and me, and they could be raising billions of dollars, and typically they do. As they are raising the money, they have contracts with companies, like let's use Walmart as an example. Walmart expands more than their cash flow sometimes, and so they'll allow a REIT to build the store for them, and then Walmart will turn around and lease it back. Well, now you have a tenant, Walmart, it's a pretty solid tenant, that pays the rent to the developer or to the management of the real estate investment trust, and then you as and I as investors receive that cash flow or that rent in the form of a dividend and pay a lower tax on that dividend. So it's a pretty neat concept. If you think about it, think about a company just starting out and they want to build different locations around the country. Well, they'd have to borrow an enormous amount of cash to do that. The easier way for them to do it is just to contact a REIT and say, look, we want you to build 5 stores in California or 10 in Ohio or Michigan, and they'll go ahead and do it. They'll contract and they'll raise the money from the investors, you and I. They'll build them, and then they'll lease them back to the company. The company basically walks into a new store and pays virtually nothing for it. All they have to do on an ongoing basis is to pay the rent. One of the nice things about real estate investment trust, pretty much the cash flow is very, very predictable. And what I mean by that is, let's use CVS as an example. When they want a REIT to build a new pharmacy for them, typically the lease is a triple net lease. And what that simply means, folks, is that CVS pays the taxes, CVS pays the insurance, and CVS pays the maintenance. In other words, you and I as the investor through the real estate investment trust don't have any surprises coming up because everything is paid for by the tenant, which is a really, really neat concept. All right, so just give you a brief history, and I promise you it will be brief. REITs are involved in almost every aspect of the economy, including apartments, hospitals, hotels, industrial facilities, infrastructure, nursing homes, office complexes, shopping malls, shopping centers, student housing, timberlands are all part of different kinds of REITs that you can potentially buy. REITs have been around for a very long period of time, and they make up, believe it or not, but REITs support more than 1 million jobs in the United States on an annual basis. REITs are also, because they've become so popular, are now in 30 different countries. So what makes a REIT a REIT? Well, they have to invest at least 75% of their total assets in real estate. That makes sense. They have to derive at least 75% of their gross income from either rents or from real property, interest on mortgages, financing real properties, and the sale of real estate. And the really cool thing about REITs, folks, because management can't play a game with this, REITs must, by law, pay out 90% of its taxable income to the shareholder in the form of a dividend. And again, that's you and I. So you know there's not going to be outrageous bonuses paid to management or they're going to play with the money. 90% of the taxable income gets paid to you and I. Very safe, very predictable. I've owned REITs for a very long time. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm retired, so that's where I get some of my retirement income from.
Stay tuned for more great information on how to be a great investor with Richard Everett. To get your free copy of Richard's new report, Women and Investing, visit greatinvestor.org. Your copy of this informative report, tailored specifically for women and investing, is absolutely free of charge with no obligation. Just visit greatinvestor.org. Women and Investing is an informative report full of great information that will help you in your retirement. And if you have specific questions for Richard, you can email him directly at info@greatinvestor.org. That's greatinvestor.org. Remember, the offer is free and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit greatinvestor.org. And now, back to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
Welcome back, America. I'm Richard Everett, your host of How to Be a Great Investor. We've been talking about real estate investment trust, or REITs, today. Before we get back into it, I just want to make you aware of the newest book I wrote called How to Be a Great Investor. It's available on our website, greatinvestor.org. And not only is the new book there, but one of my older ones is there. And you can sign up for my financial newsletter. You can also listen to some of the previous shows on the website. All right, so let's get back to real estate investment trusts and how they can help you. Two of the biggest features of REITs, at least in my mind, especially as a retiree, is it provides diversification, number one. It's a big deal. Number two is it provides safe and predictable income. But let's go back and do a brief history of real estate or REITs. On September 14, 1960, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed legislation passed by Congress, which is the opposite of progress, creating a new approach to income-producing real estate investments. So REITs have been around for at almost 60 years now. REITs, for the first time, were made available to the general public, like you and I. Instead of having to have $100 million to buy a big chunk of real estate, you can actually do it with $1,000 and get involved and have a diversified portfolio. Investors have responded extremely positive to real estate investment trust. The industry has grown to be over $1 trillion. Obviously, that's big. All right. And REITs in the U.S. and increasingly around the world now regularly provide investors with the opportunities for meaningful dividends, portfolio diversification, liquidity. The nice thing about owning a REIT is, as opposed to owning a piece of real estate, you know, you want to sell a piece of property, it could take a couple of years to sell. If you want to sell your shares in a real estate investment trust, you can do so any day the stock market is open. But let me just take a couple minutes and share with you some of the different types of REITs, because not all REITs are created equal. You can do retail REITs, which I've pretty much been alluding to throughout the beginning of this show. That's the biggest segment of real estate investment trust. Again, you can buy movie theaters, gas stations, restaurants, banks, big box stores, all different types of things are blended in a large portfolio of retail. As a matter of fact, retail REITs make up about a quarter of the entire REIT business or industry. The second kind are residential REITs. If you think about multifamily homes, large rental apartments, and I've never understood why they call them apartments since they're together, but nevertheless, you can buy a REIT that buys just apartments. You can buy one that does, believe it or not, student housing, all different types of residential. Matter of fact, some of the largest apartment complexes in the United States are funded and built by real estate investment trusts. I think one of the more exciting REITs is the healthcare industry. If you think about the aging of the baby boomer, the aging of the American population, healthcare is going to have a tremendous growth spurt as folks in my age bracket continue to get older and older. But if you think about, believe it or not, REITs build hospitals, they build medical centers, they build clinics, they build nursing home facilities, they even build retirement homes. And there's a couple REITs available, publicly traded to any investor that wants to invest specifically in the healthcare field in various facilities throughout the United States. You also have office REITs. What they are is what they sound like. They build office space. Here's the irony. Most folks don't know this, but the Empire State Building in New York City is indeed a REIT, a real estate investment trust. So next time you watch King Kong and you see him hanging out on the Empire State Building, remember, he's paying rent. He's paying rent to the real estate investment trust. And if you own the Empire State Building, you get a piece of the action. The last kind of REITs we're going to talk about are mortgage REITs. They make up about 10% of the real estate market. Pretty self-explanatory. They simply lend money to corporations to build their facility, and then they collect the principal and interest payments on it. But just to recap, REITs offer diversification, not only geographically, but also throughout different industries. They offer dividends, which is very exciting for me as a retiree. They offer liquidity. You can sell your shares anytime you want to on one of the major exchanges. But here's another key, folks, is the performance. Over the long haul, the real estate investment trusts have outperformed the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the NASDAQ Composite. I want you to think about that. That's a pretty good track record if you can outperform the S&P 500. REITs also offer transparency. Because they're listed on one of the stock exchange, you have access to the public records, and you get to see what's going on in their financial reports. REITs over the long term have demonstrated a historic track record, providing high levels of current income combined with long-term share appreciation. And let me mention one last feature that kind of gets overlooked. Real estate investment trusts are not correlated with the stock market. What I simply mean by that, folks, is that typically, if you look at the track record of the S&P 500 or the stock market, if you will, and you look at the track record of a real estate investment trust, they don't do the same thing at the same time. And allow me to explain. So let's say 1 year that the stock market is up 50%, real estate might only be up 6, 7, or 8%. But on the other hand, you've had some very bad years in the stock market. 2008, 2009 comes to mind. Market was down 50%. But during those years, real estate may have done extremely well. They may have performed 12, 13, 14, or 15%. So by being non-correlated, it takes a lot of the volatility out of your portfolio. Something I always used to ask my clients when I asked them what kind of portfolio they want, my question would be, do you want to eat well or sleep well? And those that wanted to sleep well and not have to worry about all the craziness going on in the stock market end up putting a percentage of their portfolio in a real estate investment trust. You should know, folks, that REITs also have risks. Every kind of investment has risks, as I've stated in one of my earlier shows. And some of those risks include vacancies. I mean, obviously, think about it. If half the folks moved out of the Empire State Building, then the rents would be cut in half and our dividends would be cut in half. So obviously, that can be a risk.
We'll be back with more How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett. To get your free copy of Richard's new report, Women and Investing, visit greatinvestor.org. Your copy of this informative report, tailored specifically for women and investing, is absolutely free of charge with no obligation. Just visit greatinvestor.org. Women and Investing is an informative report full of great information that will help you in your retirement. And if you have specific questions for Richard, you can email him directly at info@greatinvestor.org. That's greatinvestor.org. Remember, the offer is free and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit greatinvestor.org. And now, back to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
I just want to remind you folks that one of the primary reasons that I'm doing these broadcasts and these shows is to make sure that our listeners understand how a particular investment class works and how you can be a better investor. One of my principles that I share with my classes that I teach is that reason and logic must always overcome emotion. Never become emotional when it comes to investing, folks. It will make you do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And here's one of my favorite. I want to close with this. Here's one of my favorite quotes from Warren Buffett. He said, "The best thing that happens to us is when a great company gets into temporary trouble. We want to buy them when they're on the operating table." So here's my take on that. Market declines are inevitable. Take advantage of them. Don't ignore them. Okay, folks, don't forget our free offer, Women in Investing. I think you'll find it extremely informative. Once you get onto our website, greatinvestors.org, you'll find our resources there, some of the books I've written. You'll find you're able to sign up for a newsletter if you so desire. You can write me and ask me your financial questions, and we'll put them on the air at some point. And also some CDs, some teaching series that I've done over my career. In closing, I'm reminded of a true story relating to real estate as I close this show. My wife and I were building our newest home a number of years ago. It was right after I sold my practice. We wanted to downsize, and I was retiring. When we gave our wish list to our builder, he came up with a price that was more than we were willing to spend. So the three of us talked it out for a while. We went from a three-car garage to a two-car garage. We cut some of the room sizes, but we were still over budget. Finally, in frustration, I said to my wife, "Why don't we eliminate the kitchen since you no longer cook?" Well, as you might imagine, that went over like a lead balloon. But here's the good news, folks. Even after saying that, we're still married. Thanks for listening. May God bless you, and may God bless America.
Thanks for listening to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett. Tune in next time for more investment insights. To get your free copy of Richard's new report, Women and Investing, visit greatinvestor.org. Your copy of this informative report, tailored specifically for women and investing, is absolutely free of charge with no obligation. Just visit greatinvestor.org. Women and Investing is an informative report full of great information that will help you in your retirement. And if you have specific questions for Richard, you can email him directly at info@greatinvestor.org. That's greatinvestor.org. Remember, the offer is free and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit greatinvestor.org.
Hello, Ethel. It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Okay, all things considered. It's been difficult since Ricky passed away. I need help.
What kind of help?
Well, I'm confused about what to do with my savings and investments. I'd like to do some traveling and help the kids, but I'm not sure if I should use our retirement funds now or wait till later.
Lucy, it's so important to get good advice. Why don't you call the professionals at Wealth Managers LLC?
Sounds like a great idea. I'll call them today. Hey, can you come with me, Ethel?
Of course, Lucy. Here's their phone number. 1-800-497-9995.
Securities and advisory services offered through registered representatives of Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Wealth Managers, LLC is independent of Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, and can be reached at 800-497-9995 or wealthmanagersllc.com.